what's happened today is shocking to our members of the constituencies, where all the nine of us have been elected to represent people, because the current constitution does provide for rigorous processes that should be followed for the seat of an elected member of parliament to be declared vacant. So the impunity with which the speaker acted today has shocked the whole entire nation, and we are waiting to see how our legal teams will proceed with these matters. But like I said, as a lawmaker, as one of the members who has been a long-serving member of parliament and was part of the parliament when we crafted and passed the current constitution, I do know that the protection of members in the constitution is inherent.
Does the current constitution permit you to contest the vacancy of your seats?
It does permit for the seat to be contested. But even before that, you do recall that the action on which the speaker based is the ruling was taken by our colleague, a member of parliament for Matero, who assumed the presidency in what we have been contesting as a conference which was not legitimate. And this matter has been contested. So the speaker today was trying to use the provision in the constitution which speaks to a member being expelled from the party and does not challenge that expulsion in the court of law. But even then, the speaker has got no jurisdiction to declare a seat of a member of parliament vacant. There's no jurisdiction.
People are blaming the infighting within the Patriotic Front, your party, as the reason behind the current situation where nine of you have been expelled from the House of Parliament. And they are saying you not putting your house in order is what enabled or allowed the Speaker of Parliament to take such a decision by expelling you after one of your members, who says he is the leader of your party, expelled you from the party. So how do you address this concern?
That's why it's laughable, Peter. Because like I told you, on one hand, we had taken a conciliatory approach, and this colleague, the same colleague, was saying, you know, in trying to reconcile, there are certain things that he wanted to do, and then eventually we come to deal with the leadership of the party. So he had written to National Assembly to that effect that the expulsions were now void. Now, that aside, we knew that, of course, not trusting the way our colleagues have been conducting themselves, especially some of the presiding officers, we had also gone back to court, which is the Constitutional Court. So the issues of our confusion in the party, yes, can have an effect, but you see, the Constitution does not only speak to the aspects of intra-party challenges. It speaks to elected members of parliament. And there are so many options that are available. Where the court pronounces itself that the party probably punished the member of parliament wrongly, the member of parliament has got even an option of becoming an independent member of parliament. Why? Because we were avoiding the issue of going to buy elections which are costly.
Does that mean that you and your other colleagues may take legal action following the expulsion by the speaker?
Certainly, we would love to. We have already taken the legal action one, which has been ignored, and so we shall pursue. We are waiting for our legal team to look at the aspect of pursuing the contemptuous behavior of the speaker, who ignored the action that is already active. Secondly, he has also flouted, he has breached the standing orders of Parliament, and specifically we have got Standing Order 57, which is so instructive on business to be conducted on a particular day, and that this business should be on the order paper. So anything that is not appearing on the order paper cannot see itself on the floor. So what he did by coming to make that ruling after our health break is again a breach of our standing orders.